Simon & Schuster Audio presents Johan Cruyff, Always on the Attack, The Biography, by Oka Kock, read by Chris Harper.
Forward. The first contact between us was unforgettable. For me, not for him. I remember precisely where it happened. I was standing amid the commotion of the Ajax restaurant after a league game against FC Den Bosch. It must have been 5:30 on the afternoon of Sunday, the 9th of November, 1986. I was there to report on a new phenomenon, the skybox. Rooms had been hung from the roof of the main stand at De Meer so that VIP spectators could watch the football while enjoying salmon and champagne. The outcry against the elitism of the arrangement had been going on for months, and that was reason enough for an article in the weekly Haagse Post, where I'd started work as an intern 3 years earlier. The atmosphere in the packed restaurant was excellent. Ajax had won 3-1, and Marco van Basten had scored one of the most beautiful goals of all time, firing the ball into the net with an overhead volley. Out of nowhere, Johan Cruyff appeared to my left. In trying to get past, he gently pushed me aside. I felt his hand on my stomach and naturally made way for the Ajax coach. A trivial instant, you might think, but I stared after him for a minute or more, watching as he was swallowed up by the throng of business people, board members, footballers and their wives and girlfriends, and put my hand on the place he touched. Well, I'll be damned. A shiver ran through me. I immediately knew why. For a moment, I'd been Hertie Bals, or Heinz Stey, the Ajax goalkeepers who in the late 1960s and early 1970s had been tapped on the stomach by teammate Cruyff just before the start of every match. I'd read a lot about that, and it had somehow appealed to me. Such an intimate moment in the stadium between the striker and his goalie, a ritual gesture. It had seemed like something out of a children's book, and now I'd experienced a comparable moment with the best Dutch footballer of all time. Nobody could ever take that away from me. 13 years later, I felt the touch of his hand again. We'd greeted each other, and now I was sitting across a table from Cruyff, 1-1. In the intervening years, I'd interviewed countless famous players and coaches, CEOs and politicians, but at that moment I was as excited as a child on Christmas Eve. He talked about his latest projects as a philanthropist, and I wrote it all down, or rather, my pen moved. Listening was hard because I kept looking at my hand, the hand that had shaken his. I still have my notes, entirely illegible. Was I infatuated with Cruyff? My head was...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?